for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good afternoon. There's nothing more I want to do than come on the radio right now at 2:01 on the final day of June and tell everybody to calm down, relax, don't worry. It's baseball. Crap happens. When you're hot, you're hot. When you suck, you suck. I want to be reassuring, but I can't be reassuring because I am panicking. I am living now in Panic City as a New York Met fan. Because as we all know, they not only got swept by the last place Pittsburgh Pirates, they not only gave up 30 runs to a team that was averaging 3.2 runs per game, known as the Pittsburgh Pirates, but they were a non-competitive mess. And while baseball, Teak, is a weird sport,
yep,
it's a funny sport, I have a very tough time, even with 22 hours to let it marinate, to come out here and give you false hope. I am worried, I am concerned, and this season right now feels like it's on the precipice of taking a U-turn that nobody saw coming.
Yes, and the biggest issue that I had going into this weekend was that the New York Mets are relying on some of these young players. Ronnie Mauricio, Mark Vientos was back up, Brett Beatty, to be these catalysts, and they're just not ready for it. And I'm not saying the Pirates played above themselves or whatever it was. I think the Mets just, they played terribly offensively. Their pitching was terrible. But you put pressure on young players, sometimes they rise to the occasion. But a lot of times, and most times, they just crack under it. Mm. And that's exactly what happened. All last week, we kept talking, Vientos. He's going to come back.
He was terrible.
He's got to be that guy that we saw at the end of the regular season last season and in the postseason for the Mets. He's got to be that guy. 1-for-13, right? Whatever it was. And look, he hit the ball hard, but that doesn't matter. You got to be productive, and you can't trust young players to do that all the time.
How about veteran players? How about Francisco Lindor, who did nothing in this series?
Right. What was he, 1-for-14?
How about him? He's done nothing during this stretch. This is a collective failure. This is everybody. This is the veterans. These are the young players. This is the starting pitching. This is the bullpen. And I think that's what really concerns me. Because over the years of watching baseball, when a team is playing really well or when a team is really struggling, you know, it's baseball. It's a streaky sport.
Yep.
Right now, during this stretch, this hell stretch the Mets have gone through that began on Friday, June 13th, an innocuous Friday night game against the Tampa Bay Rays, they're awful at everything. They're not close.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't one of those scenarios where you say, well, losing a lot of close games,
right,
get a couple of big hits, things would change. Hey, instead of being 3-15, they could easily be, you know, 5-11 or whatever the number is. I can't do math right now. They're not close. They're not. They weren't close on Friday. They weren't close on Saturday. They were reasonably close on Saturday when their bullpen somehow kept them in the game after the Paul Blackburn rain-delayed disaster. And yet the offense, and it's everybody, not just the bottom of the order and the young guys you're talking about,
right,
they're all failing. And so it's tough right now to imagine that all of this is just going to turn instantly because the calendar is turning to July 1st.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe the bats. Maybe the bats somehow just wake themselves up.
What sign have you seen, Teague, that that's happening?
Not one at all. Not one iota. Not from Francisco Lindor. Maybe Juan Soto, because he continues to be amazing in June.
Before you continue, let me address Juan Soto.
Go ahead.
And I don't want anyone to take this as I'm blaming this on Juan Soto. I just like to give facts. I'm a big facts guy. As Juan Soto is chasing the greatest OPS in a single month in New York Mets history, I had a thought in my brain, which is, has he gotten big hits here this month? Like, what's his numbers with runners in scoring position? We all know that he's had a bad season with runners in scoring position. Like, that's easy to find. That graphic's put up on SNY all the time. You can go to Baseball Reference, you see it. He's at 160 with runners in scoring position.
Yep.
So I wanted to know deep in my soul, what is he doing with runners in scoring position in this historic month of June? Couldn't find the stat anywhere, Teague, so I had to do it myself. Like a lot of things. I went through my scorebook. I went through every plate appearance Juan Soto has had with runners in scoring position in the month of June.
Quick question. Couldn't the internet just do it for
you? No, I searched. Couldn't find it.
AI couldn't do it for
you?
Nope,
couldn't find it.
So you literally had to go through your scorebook.
Sometimes you can't send a boy to do a man's job. And right now, AI on the internet is a boy.
Yeah, and it sucks.
And it sucks. And I'm a man. So I wanted the information. Because I'm sure there are people out there who are curious too, right? Like, the guy just had this incredibly historic June,
mm-hmm,
while also having a historically bad season with runners in scoring position. So how does that add up in June? So I looked it up. In the month of June, take out the walks and the hit batsmans, mm-hmm, because I'm just giving you hits,
right,
and at-bats. Juan Soto was 3-22 with runners in scoring position in the month of June.
Yeah, that's not good.
So for what you're going to say and others are going to say about how great he was, how the Mets missed out on this opportunity with Soto hitting, Soto did hit, but he wasn't impactful the way they need him to,
right,
be. And the way this entire team needs to be, because from top to bottom, including Juan Soto, they're terrible with runners in scoring position. That's been going on since March. It's continuing in June. The White Sox are the only team worse. And as much as I want to say, and I did say, don't worry, that'll change, I've gotten to the point here where I'm saying, why should I say that?
Yeah.
What is it based on other than sheer hope?
I think it's history more than hope. So Juan Soto, notwithstanding with runners in scoring position, hitting 136 that you just detailed there, 3-22. But I do believe that the hitting will find itself at some point. I don't know what that's going to take. Maybe it's just this off day, which is happening today. 13 straight games that they had. I hate to say that, God, we are just racing for the All-Star break. We need the All-Star break just so guys can mentally and physically reset. I'm not going there yet, but maybe that's what it's going to take. But I feel like with Lindor, with Soto, with Pete Alonso, with Nimmo, with McNeil, and even Beatty and some of these younger bats, eventually the bats turn. It just happens in baseball. The bigger concern, Evan, is the pitching staff. Is the rotation and the bullpen. I mean, maybe the bullpen who did a fair amount of good work over the weekend. But this starting rotation it feels in shambles right now. And there aren't easy solutions for that. There aren't just, oh, well, you're going to get back to being who you were. Wasker Brazaban, who was, you know, 2-point-whatever ERA. Now it's 15 or whatever the heck.
And he set the game on fire Saturday night.
It's just, so, and again, I don't know if that's injury. I don't know if that's fatigue. The bigger worry to me, the bats have sucked over the last 2 weeks, Evan. You're 100% right. And 4 runs against the lowly Pirates is embarrassing. But eventually, bats wake up. They just do. These guys are good hitters. They're professionals. They've been doing it for a lot of years. The bats are going to be fine. It's the pitching that I'm starting to worry about. That's where the red flag, which last week it was on the bats. For me, it's really on the pitching right now. Because what's the answer?
Well, but that's that right there, you discussing why the pitching concerns you more than the offense, is why we got a real problem right now. Because we could literally sit here and fight about which is worse and which one can be saved quicker. Like, the pitching right now is a disaster. They don't get innings from their starters. Even when Carlos Mendoza tries, like through a rain delay with Paul Blackburn, it bites him in the face.
Yep.
So I'm not going to argue that the pitching's a problem. Now, there is a chance Sean Manaea could be back in a week and a half.
Right.
There's a chance Kodai Senga could be back in 3-4 weeks. But the offense, too, there really isn't anyone walking through that door unless you think bringing Jesse Winker back is going to change things. It comes down to they have to play better. Like, Francisco Lindor has earned a free pass, rightfully so, because of what he did last year.
Right.
The guy was an MVP candidate player. He got hurt. He came back. He was a postseason hero. We all adore Francisco Lindor. We all love Francisco Lindor. So don't confuse criticism with lack of love.
Mm-hmm.
He has been atrocious for 4 weeks.
Well, it's interesting.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Interesting you say that, because When I think you asked me, I said, nope, I don't want to do that. You asked Loogie. Loogie said, nope, I don't want to do that. I don't even know if we asked Sean because he's a Yankee fan. He would have trolled, but whatever. Moving Francisco Lindor off the leadoff spot was something that felt not even a shot at it. Don't even think about it. Maybe that what needs to happen.
Mm.
Maybe the changeup at the top of the order, it'll worked last year, moving him there, and he had a historic season for him. It's not working this year. So Carlos Mendoza has got to realize that, yeah, this isn't ideal, but anything different than what you're doing is better than what you're doing. So, look, I was against it, but maybe he needs to move off of it now.
Since June 13th, which is the day that lives in infamy now in Met history, because everything was great, everything was wonderful. They had a big lead against the Tampa Bay Rays. And on that Friday night, Clay Holmes came out early. Mets blew a lead, and they've been the worst team in baseball since then. Since that moment, Francisco Lindor is hitting 172 with a 541 OPS. Ugh. The reality is he is the engine of this offense. He's the engine of this team, and the engine is broken down.
Right.
And he's not the only one. I'm not saying it's just Francisco Lindor. This is the problem. This is why on June 30th, I'd love to say into a microphone, don't worry, it's baseball, things change. The inherent problem with the Mets is everything's wrong. Like, the sky is falling. I'm not just screaming it to sound like Frank the Tank. I'm saying it because if you sat there this weekend and you've sat there over the last 2.5 weeks, other than just wanting to believe because last year gave us so much,
mm-hmm.
I'm having a tough time believing because what I'm watching is badness. I'm watching a bad rotation. I'm watching a bad bullpen. I'm watching a terrible offense that's been awful since day one in terms of hitting with runners in scoring position. I'm seeing a team that's bad at everything.
Yep.
So we could rip off each body part throughout this show and focus on it and kill it and crush it and analyze it. But that's the problem. The problem is everything's wrong with this team. They've got one thing going for them. Time.
Hmm.
That's it.
Yep.
It's only July 1st when they play their next game. They're still only a game out of first place. They're still in a wild card spot. Nobody could deny that. The standings are the standings. But here's the funny part. This is why we're all a bunch of hypocrites. Last year, we said the exact opposite. Who cares that they're a few games out?
Yeah.
Look at the way they're playing. If they keep this up, they'll make the playoffs. And it turned out to be the case.
Yeah, but
they kept playing that well.
Well, that's because they started so poorly.
Well, isn't that the opposite,
Tate? It is the exact opposite. But it just feels better when you start poorly and then get better.
Does it?
When you start really good and then all of a sudden it's like you suck and there's no hope in sight. You just know what is currently happening is going to continue. And so last year, currently playing well, it continued.
Yes.
Right?
Well, isn't that exactly what's happening but the opposite? Yes they're 11 games up on 500.
Know,
yes,
I know.
The way they're playing, it's going to go away.
I hear you, but I know what you're saying. It is hypocritical in a sense because on par, you're kind of exactly in the same spot. But like you just don't see any path to being better. It doesn't feel like offensively, defensively, the rotation, the bat, it doesn't feel like any of it has any spark of getting right.
And you know what I thought? I genuinely thought this. I even tweeted it yesterday because rarely have I been tweeting mid-game, but I put it out there because I felt so strongly about it. I'm sitting there after Frankie Montas gives up the 5 runs in the first inning in which he was a pitch away from getting out of it, scoreless. A pitch away!
Right.
And of course, Cabrian Hayes, who's a superstar. Yes, Sean Morash and Yankee fans, trade for him. I mean, if you're a Yankee fan who watched this weekend, are you not lining up to say trade for Cabrian Hayes? Be damned the rest of his stats. Bring him in. He's Charlie Sutton. He kills the Mets. He looks like a superstar when he faces the Mets. But after Frankie gave up those 5 runs, I sat there very calmly. And I said very, very calmly to my wife and to my 2 kids, I said, they're going to win this game. Mm. This is the kind of game that sparks a team. They give up 5 runs in the first inning. It feels like all is lost. And this offense, which is so capable of breaking out of it, even though it's been 88 games and they haven't, this is where they get hot. And it took me about 25 minutes of the offense doing the cha-cha-cha where they go down 1-2-3 for me to realize it's not happening.
Right.
So I think we're sitting here waiting for that moment, for that turn, for that victory that's going to change everything. And maybe for a second we thought it was 2 weekends ago in Philadelphia and they went on a Saturday. We thought it was the 2 wins against Atlanta. Now we'll look ahead to the Yankees and the Brewers and say maybe it's a game this week. but it feels like we're headed towards a train crash and we're trying to convince ourselves, don't worry, it's only July. But before you know it, if this doesn't stop soon, being a game and a half out of first place is going to turn into being 6.5 games out of first place. Being in a playoff spot is going to be, we're only 2.5 games out of a playoff spot. This is now a train that we're running down.
Right.
So as a Met fan, I want to share to you why things are changing, but was there anything you saw over these 3 days that makes you think tomorrow night against the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers, any of that crap's going to change?
No. Why would it? Especially with the... I mean, you're basically out of options in your bullpen. Like, what are you doing? You can't send anybody up and down unless somebody gets hurt. So, like, you're basically screwed. You're stuck with exactly what you have. Now, people will say, you got to trade. David Stearns has got to do X, Y, Z. But who's available?
There's no trade to be made
exactly.
Today. I get the scream and yell, all right, David Stearns, go save this team. I get it. There are 3 weeks before he can really do anything.
Yes.
So
And even when you get to that point, are there going to be willing partners? And I don't know about that.
I think they'll be willing partners. The question is, are there going to be players that are going to be worth the price that's out there?
Right.
And then you got to start to ask yourself, and I'm sure Met fans are going to be all over the map on this, in terms of, what kind of player do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Is it starting pitching depth? Is it a bat? Is it a big bat? Is it a relief arm? Or is it basically all of the above? But the trade season, we're not there yet.
No.
It's June 30th.
But you can't help but think about it, given the ineptitude of this lineup right now. You can't help but think about it.
Now, one thing I don't want to do is just raise my hands up and say there's nothing we can do. So I will offer you an idea to save the New York Mets. It's an extreme idea. It was inspired by many things. It was inspired by Tommy Lugauer.
It was inspired by
New York Yankees history.
What?
It was inspired by many things. And we are going to present to you a very real, smart way, desperate way to save the New York Mets. That's right, inspired by Tommy Lugauer and New York Yankees history.
Is this positive Tommy, negative Tommy, or 2022 Tommy?
It's positive Tommy, and New York Yankees history has inspired an idea we will present to you in the next 15 minutes to save the New York Mets. We'll get to your phone calls at 888-808-1019. Don't worry, Yankee fans, we'll get to you. They've got a big... surprisingly big four-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are in it in the American League East. Obviously, the Yankee recent struggles, not this weekend against the A's, has tightened up this division where their lead over Tampa is just a game and a half. Their lead over the Blue Jays is just 3 games. So the Yankees have a chance by going up to Toronto and lay a thing the smack it down by opening up a big lead on them, or vice versa. I mean, the Blue Jays could leave this series in first place in the American League East.
Which is crazy to think about.
Crazy to think
about. It felt like for so long the Yankees were just going to cruise their way to the division title. But, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. And you have it right now, the opportunity. Where are they? Three games. So
three games out.
Back. Right.
45-38. The Blue Jays have been a surprise to some in the American League East. And they're right there. So it's a very big series. And we'll get to that a little bit later on. And coming up in the next 8 minutes, an extreme idea to save the New York Mets, inspired by Tommy Lugauer and New York Yankees history. Any idea what that is?
No idea.
Tommy Lugauer.
Positive Tommy.
And New York Yankees history. And I'll fully explain it once we get to it in the next 8 minutes, but let's hear from Met fans and their concern level. Right now, I raise my hand. I'm panicking. This was a horrific weekend. This was the worst series weekend in the history of the franchise based on how outplayed and outscored they were. 30-4 to a last place team. And so it's bad. I can't sugarcoat it. Let's go to Paul in Queens to lead it off. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Terrible.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm a Yankees fan. My girl is a diehard Mets fan, so I'm very, very, I pay close attention. I mean, I just wanted to ask you guys, because has this plan, this Stearns plan to like grab pitchers from all these different places that were never good and then bring, I mean, I feel like last year was the anomaly. I mean, has this ever happened where it worked long-term, like over the course of a full season? I mean, besides last year. But I don't consider Manaea one of those or Senga, but like Canning, Clay Holmes, turn him into a starter, Montas. Like, has this ever worked? Like, I don't get it. I feel like the chickens are coming home to roost on this little plan.
Is that the Mets issue, Or is it the fact that they've had horrific injury luck? Which is the bigger issue? That the chickens have come to roost on reclamation projects, or Shomanai hasn't thrown a pitch this season and Frankie Montas has only started two games?
Well, I think it's both. I think it's a combination of the two, because I don't see Frankie Montas as going to turn it around and be like, you know, like some ace or anything like that. Like,
I agree with you, but I guess here's my retort to this theory. If the Mets took the approach that I wanted, which is go get me at least one big arm, that arm, if it was up to me, let's have some truth serum, would have been Corbin Burns. How would that have worked out?
It wouldn't have, because he's hurt and he's banged up.
But that's my point. So is it injuries or is it the reclamation project fail?
I don't even think he's referring to the options that the Mets had this past offseason. I think he's just talking about this idea that this pitching lab, as they call it, and Jeremy Hefner, who's leading it, who's done a really good job, at least last year he really did, it can solve all issues and create excellence with whatever they touch. And to an extent, I think Paul's saying, you know, it's both. It's injury, bad luck. Senga, obviously, Sean Manaea, even Frankie Montas. Yes, that's just bad luck on the injury front. But also, what is the actual quality of these guys that you're developing? I know that Clay Holmes got off to a really good start. Clay Holmes looks to be fading right now. Why? Because he's never pitched more than 73 innings.
He still has a 2.97 ERA, though.
He's been great, but he gets you five innings.
But he's not the reason why the rotation's falling apart.
Of course he's not. But he's not Tarik Skubal, who I watched yesterday.
Was Tarik Skubal available for them?
No. I'm just saying, top of the line elite pitcher who 13 strikeouts, he's going to get you seven innings, and he's not even going to sweat. Right? That's what we think that the Mets can create. The reality is it's going to always fall somewhere short of that. And David Peterson is probably that's the best example, right? In-house guy, you built him up. You felt like he was turning into the ace of the staff. And now, kind of like Clay Holmes the same, he's hitting the wall. Now, part of that is because they played 13 straight games and, you know, the rotation was set up to be a six-man rotation, but with Senga down, it's now compressed, so it's like five. So it gets really difficult when the quality isn't actually there and you're manufacturing it through some smoke and mirrors.
I don't think that's the reason, though, why the rotation's falling apart. That's where I differ with him. Like, I think it's easy to spike on the strategy and say, hey, this just proves that David Stearns' strategy of not buying big on starting pitchers and mostly signing reclamation projects is a failure.
I agree with you on that.
So then why are we saying that on June 30th? Like, oh, this proves that this strategy doesn't work.
I'm not saying it doesn't work.
That's what he's saying.
I don't think Paul is saying it doesn't work. I'm just saying it's just not foolproof.
Well, hold on. He asked, when has it worked?
Nothing is foolproof.
No, but he asked, when has it worked? So isn't that implying this hasn't worked?
Well, when have we seen it before?
No, we haven't. But my point is, let's diagnose what's happened to the Met rotation. Right now, in their rotation is Paul Blackburn, who at the beginning of the season was supposed to be their seventh starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. Right now in their rotation is Blake Tidwell, who's a prospect who wasn't even pitching well in the minor leagues.
Right.
Griffin Canning is out.
And hasn't pitched in his couple outings that he's been up.
Correct. Griffin Canning is out for the season, and oh, by the way, was pitching pretty well and much better than anyone would have expected. Tylor Megill is out. He, too, was pitching well and better than any of us expected. Shomanaya hasn't thrown a pitch this season.
I know.
And Kodai Senga is now hurt. So the reason the Met rotation is bad right now, to me, has more to do with injuries than it has to do with, boy, this proves the strategy sucks. Because, again, the reason I bring up Corbin Burns is if the Mets took the different route, which is go get proven arms, most people's number one target was Corbin Burns. He's out for a year and a half.
But I don't think it's going to get proven arms. I think it's what they're trying to do, but it's not happening on the developmental level. It is draft these young stud pitchers from college or wherever the hell you get them and bring them up and have them be stars. That's what the pitching lab, I think, is geared to do, but it's not doing that. Instead, you're getting veterans and you're rehabbing them. You're getting Luis Severino, who might come back because the A's want to get rid of him after all the bitching that he's given about what you mentioned last week, and I didn't even pay attention to it until it started to really show its head, that Sacramento sucks. Like, the field sucks, and he hates pitching on it, and he's not scared to say that. But you see these short-term fixes, but they're not actual long-term solutions. I think that's what Paul was getting at. Like, is this pitching lab really sustainable, or is it just something that's cute for the short term?
I think the Mets are going through the same issue that dogs a lot of teams. When they get ravaged by injuries, your depth gets tested, mm-hmm. and a lot of times your depth doesn't respond.
Right.
I think that's really what's gone on with this team.
This is true.
And that's not an excuse. That's just the reality. The bigger concern to me is the fact that this team is second to last in hitting with runners in scoring position.
Right.
That can't happen. There's no answer to that. For the White Sox to be the only team worse than the Mets in terms of hitting with runners in scoring position? Frank is calling from Kings Point. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. Great show. Big fan.
Appreciate it.
Listen, man. One phone call, and we infuse life into this team. One phone call, and we got the best lineup in baseball. Let's call Artie Moreno. Let's bring Mike Trout to New York. We got the money. Money's not an excuse. The guy wants to play for a winner. He's coming off an injury. Let's go get Mike Trout.
So, man. Here's the...
I just thought, you know what would happen. It would be amazing.
He'd be hurt.
Until he's hurt. You know that would happen.
If Steve Cohen truly has no budget and truly does not care what things cost, then if you want to take on the back end of what is a horrendous contract for a former all-time great ball player, then you got nothing to lose. But we all know that at 33 years old, right. the idea and the odds of Mike Trout staying healthy for the remaining 6 years of that contract.
Wow, there's 6 years left.
Dude, he signed through 2030.
Oh,
so
man.
How many years is that? Rest of this is five.
All right.
Six, seven, eight, nine, 30. 5.5 years left of Mike Trout. And here's the part that you'll hate.
It sounds like it's awesome until he misses 3 full years of that.
Of course. It's all awesome until you realize that Steve Cohen paying Mike Trout $1 billion is going to cost them from going off to other free agents that are actually in the prime of their career. Here's the other problem. And this is more of an issue for Tiki, more of an issue for Tommy, and more of an issue from Sean. Not really an issue for me. That guy is too much of an Eagles fan. I mean, way too much.
Oh, yeah.
You think Jalen Brunson's an Eagles fan?
Come to New York. At least Jalen Brunson, you never hear it.
Right.
We know, but you never hear it. Mike Trout, you'd hear it.
It's too much. Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up?
Listen, I think, Evan, I just want to give you a little bit of a pep talk. I think the reaction to what's going on with the Mets is a perfect storm of negativity with the injuries and them just going through a tough time. I think they're going to be fine. I don't think you want to overreact to it. I think you guys get a little healthier, and you know, you're back where you need to be. I think the team is too good to have this continue.
That's very nice to say. That's very sweet of you to say, Chris. But there are no signs over this stretch that it's going to turn. Like, when you have a bad stretch in baseball, which happens, usually you're not that far off.
Right.
They're very, very, very far off, which is why I've come up with an extreme idea to try to save the New York Mets. Mm. And I've thought about this all weekend long.
Wow. Can I give a stab at it?
Yeah, give a stab at it. The only hints I've given is that it was inspired by Positive Tommy and New York Yankees history.
I'm going to say, New York Yankees.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, The app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yankees history.
New York Yankees history.
I think modern history would change it. That's what I'm thinking of. I'm going to say lead off with Juan Soto. He doesn't hit with runners in scoring position anyway. I might as well get him on base, hit right. Lead off home run. The Dodgers do it with Ohtani, right? It's just one of those things that's acceptable in modern baseball. Mm-hmm. So you might as well put your best player up there to get as many at-bats as possible.
I've already suggested that idea for weeks, though. I even said it to Carlos Mendoza.
I thought that's what you were going to go with.
No, this is new. This is different.
This is different than that.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to take you back into history, Teague, to explain this.
History.
I'm going to do the Yankee history so we all understand. Okay. On April 21st, 1977, the New York Yankees were playing a game coincidentally against the Toronto Blue Jays.
I just turned two.
You just turned two. I wasn't even alive, yet callers have referenced this moment I'm about to bring up many times on WFAN.
Okay.
Supposedly, Billy Martin, the manager of the New York Yankees, picked the lineup out of a hat. That's the legendary story. Now, I want to be completely transparent. I'm very skeptical that this happened because if you look at the lineup from April 21st, 1977,
you have it?
I do.
All right, let's
There are some changes that were made. Don't get me wrong, like Willie Randolph became the leadoff hitter that day. But overall, like, it wasn't that extremely different. But I'll give you the lineup real quick. Willie Randolph led off. Thurman Munson, who had been batting third, was batting second.
Yep.
Reggie Jackson, who was down in the order, started to bat third. And Craig Nettles, who was batting seventh, became the cleanup hitter. And Mickey Rivers, who was the leadoff hitter, became the fifth place hitter.
Huh.
So there were significant changes, but it wasn't completely out of whack, which is why I'm skeptical that Billy Martin ever truly pulled it out of a hat.
Right.
With that said,
now I see the Tommy inspiration that you're alluding to, even though Pete Alonso completely scoffed at this.
Hard no.
But here's the difference.
Hard no.
So for those that are not aware, last week Tommy had this novel idea he presented to us of, hey, why don't you just repeat what the idea is real quick, like a little thumbnail sketch?
It created a very awkward situation in the Cadillac Club.
We smoothed it out, though. So we're going to take the Mets' four best hitters, Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Nimmo. Instead of batting them one through four, we're going to spread them out throughout the lineup. So one of the guys hits first, another guy hits fourth, another guy hits seventh, and another guy hits ninth, and we interchange that throughout the season.
So Pete Alonso obviously hated the idea, but here's the difference. If I'm telling my roster the way the great Billy Martin did and the way Carlos Mendoza would, guys, no offense to anything, I'm literally pulling it out of a hat. I believe in all you guys. You guys are all tremendous. And I'm so confident in you that no matter what the randomness of the hat says, I'm good with this lineup because I believe in you, then no one could actually be offended by where they're hitting in the order.
Right.
And I think that's the difference between Tommy saying, hey, I am purposely selecting Francisco Lindor to bat seventh versus doing it randomly. So
you can't actually do it out of a hat.
I have a hat with me.
Because that would be completely giving up. I am lost as a manager. I have no idea what I'm doing. I am literally just going to leave it to Chance, and Chance is going to be a better manager than me. That's basically what
Tiki,
you do.
Did Billy Martin win the World Series in 1977?
I don't know. Did he?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, he did.
I wouldn't set you up for no, he didn't. So if Billy Martin could do this on that fateful afternoon or evening in Toronto,
how many days did he do it? Once?
Once they won the game, he stuck with it. That was the whole trick.
Stuck with the lineup he picked?
He stuck supposedly with that lineup for a while. The Yankees ended up finishing the season 162 is their final record.
Sean, can you fact check that for me?
I'm gonna fact check it. As long as Evan apologizes to Tommy before he does this.
Go ahead.
You were the most anti besides Pete Alonso.
That's a great point.
And by the way, everybody else in here said that's not a bad idea. And I understand you.
Oh, I hate the idea. I stand by that.
Okay. You're laying out why this is different, but let's be honest, Evan. After a weekend in Pittsburgh and sitting on Tommy's idea, you thought to yourself, it's not the worst thing, but how can I make this a little more palatable where it doesn't sound as ridiculous?
By the way, that's exactly what Tommy said was going to happen, too. It's exactly what
I cannot accept that this is Tommy's idea. This is Billy Martin's idea.
You are co-opting and somewhat remolding Tommy's idea.
No, I'm not.
This is exactly what Tommy said would happen. Exactly.
First of all,
you don't believe in it now, Tommy. Watch. Or Evan, over the weekend, the Mets are going to suck. You're going to go in and you're going to do your Rico. You're going to be pissed off about it. And you're going to come back and think about it. And know what? You're going to buy in.
That's exactly what's happening, Tommy.
You really are a generational talent. You're Nostradamus over there.
I still hate Tommy's idea.
You're doing it.
I'm using Billy Martin's idea.
It's going to turn out to be just like Tommy's idea.
Well, that may be the case. I'm open-minded to whatever we pull out of this hat could turn out to be very similar to Tommy's idea. But there's a difference, I think, between the randomness of what Billy supposedly did on that fateful day and Tommy saying, I want to purposely hit really good hitters towards the bottom of the order.
All right, let's see here.
Well, he's got the hat lined up, and it is a New York Rangers Broadway hat, which kind of ominous because the teams feel a lot alike right now. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
So should I change the hat that we pull this out of?
Well, I would say pull out a Mets hat, but then again, Evan, you don't believe in wearing it in the game, so there's probably none laying around.
I got a great idea. We are on WFAN. I'm going to take this WFAN football helmet.
Wow, beautiful.
That has, plenty of space in it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to dump all the names. Let me make sure they all go in here. I'm going to dump all of it in the WFAN helmet.
Let me have that Rangers hat.
Let me make sure there's nothing left in there.
Nothing in the Rangers Broadway hat. This is going in the can. Sorry, Sean.
It is what it is.
So now I have a WFAN helmet, and I will randomly pull the lineup Billy Martin style, even though you think it's really Tommy's idea.
Let's go. This is the supposed lineup. If Carlos Mendoza is listening to our show, Evan and Tiki.
I don't want to look. I want this to be completely random.
Batting leadoff.
Leading off for the New York Mets will be, holy crap, Juan Soto.
There it is.
Can you write this down, please?
I am writing it down.
So far, I love this idea. I wanted Soto to lead off.
I know you did. So now maybe it'll happen in your imaginary world that we're creating. Soto leading off.
We have a problem. There's holes in this hat, so the names are falling through the
cracks. Jeez.
The whole thing's been compromised.
The best laid plan.
I need to do it in the Broadway hat. There's too many holes in here for me to shake it up. I apologize.
Soto stays at leadoff, though.
Soto stays at leadoff. That was a legitimate pull.
Holes in the lineup plan. Ironic.
Well, whose idea was it to put it in this stupid football helmet?
It was yours, by the way.
Terrible idea. Hopefully this idea is better. All right. We've got the leadoff hitter.
Leadoff. Batting number two.
All right. Batting second for the New York Mets, according to the Billy Martin, Tommy Lugauer-inspired lineup idea, is the catcher, Luis Torrens. We're off to a flying start.
I mean, this is right in line with what Lugie said.
Batting third, this is very important, for the newly crafted Mets lineup is Mark Vientos.
Okay.
All right.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Right now, it's mirroring Tommy's idea.
Exactly. Now, this should be Lindor.
or Alonso.
Batting cleanup for this newly printed New York Met lineup is Jeff McNeil.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, Pete's going to be pissed. Hard no.
Batting fifth in this newly crafted out-of-a-hat Met lineup is Ronnie Mauricio.
Oh, my God.
Batting sixth in this newly crafted random out-of-a-hat Mets lineup is Brandon Nimmo. All right. What are we up to, seventh?
We are getting ready to get on seventh.
Seventh with no Lindor, no Alonso yet.
I know. That's
a problem.
But this should be Lindor or Alonso.
Batting seventh is Brett Beatty.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you this. The three best hitters are going to be batting in a row.
That's right.
Batting eighth in this newly crafted lineup is Pete Alonso.
Mm-hmm. Hard no.
And batting ninth, Francisco Lindor. So, ladies and gentlemen, if we want to honor the great Billy Martin and the great Tommy Lugauer, I'm going to put the Broadway hat on now. That would be your lineup. Can you read it aloud to the people now, please?
So, batting first, Juan Soto, followed by Luis Torrens, Mark Devientos, Jeff McNeil, Ronnie Mauricio, batting fifth, Brandon Nimmo, sixth, Brett Beatty, seventh, Pete Alonso, eighth, and Francisco Lindor pulling in number nine.
So it didn't work out, Tommy, your idea. It's actually very different.
I mean, but all you would really need to do is flip, put Alonso at six and then move everybody down. And that would be exactly Tommy's idea.
No, but it's the three best hitters batting back to back to back, which I love.
Isn't that what you want?
You do. You just don't want it 8-9-1.
Well, look, here's what happens. Juan Soto comes up, the first pitch of the game, whatever. He's swinging because he's good, and he can swing on the first pitch of the game. And hits a home run. So it's 1-0 immediately. Then who cares what happens with Torrens? Vientos might get lucky running one here or there. McNeil's going to get a base hit. Mauricio. It actually could work.
You like this lineup?
As long as Soto does what he's supposed to do and either scores or puts himself in scoring position right away.
Well, I told Anthony Gallo, our great digital guy, that he should post this lineup and see Met fans' reactions to the new out-of-the-hat lineup. And you know what this exercise proved? It proved that Billy Martin, and I hate to pick on Billy, he's dead right now.
Right.
Billy Martin was a liar because that's what a random lineup pulled from a hat looks like. Not Reggie Jackson batting third
but
Thurman Munson batting second.
But you know what's crazy?
What?
You could throw this lineup out there, and I'd be like, hey, might as well.
Why not?
Might be better than what you're getting. Four runs in 3 days against the Pirates.
Well, remember what I told you before this series began? I said when a team is struggling, as fans on sports talk radio, as fans on social media, as fans at the bar, we always love to play without ever realizing we're playing it, bad team bingo. And when you play bad team bingo, you ask for a bunch of random things when your team is struggling.
Yes.
Like one of the things is, hey, the manager should yell and scream and get ejected. Check. Mendy did that over the weekend.
Right.
Another thing that one should do is pitch up and in tight to a guy that you really don't like. They did that to Ronald Acuna Jr. a few days ago. Another option is have a team meeting. The Mets tried that on Saturday. They had a team meeting. How'd that go?
Right.
Another option is change the lineup. So Mendy hasn't really done that during this losing streak.
Nope.
And hopefully if he's listening on his off day, and I think he is, he'll be inspired by the Billy Martin in the hat idea. Now, he can pull it out of the hat himself.
I would have him do it himself.
Yeah, in front of the players.
In front of the players as opposed to taking our word for it.
Can you imagine Pete Alonso's reaction?
Hard no.
He's pulled ninth in the Mendy, batting order.
What the hell are you doing? You know how he could do it, though? He could get away with it by saying, all right, guys, this is just for a game. It's just one game.
One game, yes.
It's just a novelty. Let's just we got to try something. Let's just try it, and they all buy in. Like, oh yeah, let's go, Skip. Yeah, awesome, fantastic. And then they do it, and then they blow out whoever they're playing, and all of a sudden it can become a thing.
The other reason
it could be a slump buster.
It could be a big slump buster. The other thing you could do is you got to fix it, like the frozen envelope. So if you're Carlos Mendoza, you concoct a weird enough lineup that sounds like it was pulled out of a hat. But it also doesn't offend the senses. So, for example, his lineup would be Pete Alonso leading off.
Yes.
Because Pete would love it. Alonso 1, Lindor 2, Soto 3. Like, accidentally, they're in the front three, and then you screw around with the rest of the order. Right. Oh, look, Luis Torrens is batting fifth. Isn't that crazy? Brandon Nimmo's batting ninth. Isn't that funky?
Right.
But as long as you keep your three best players in theory in, like, a good spot in the order, you're frozen envelope the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, that was random.
Smart.
The problem was ours wasn't frozen envelope.
Right.
That was a true poll, and what we got was Francisco Lindor batting ninth. We'll get back to your calls next at 888-808-1019.
Looking for-
for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.